Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, your Pratt Pack. I had so much fun being here at the station listening to that Pirate game. And Josh Rountree, I kept him in the studio for at least a good 5 minutes before he decided to go home. So tired, long day. But listening to that Pirate post-game show, I was so stoked and I was so excited just listening to callers and a Pirate win. I said, you know, I got to show that young man that this veteran grizzled broadcaster has got a few tricks left. And I can't believe it, but somehow, some way, we've got Jim Leland, the skipper, live. He is on the air at KDK right now. Skip, thanks so much. Last minute call. You coming on tonight means the world to me. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Rob?
I am really, really good. So what's up in the life of Jim Leland? How do you occupy your time now? What have you been doing?
Well, I still work for the Detroit Tigers, and I also work for the commissioner. So, you know, you don't go at it like you do when you manage, but I still do a couple of different jobs. So keeps me busy, passes some time. I go between Erie and Toledo, look at our AA, AAA club, go to Detroit on occasion, but go to spring training for a full month. So, you know, I kind of stay busy, but yet, you know, not into it like I was when I was managing, obviously.
Well, listen, I'm sure you're into it enough because of interleague play, and the Pirates have already spent a little time with Detroit. They get a win today. They're above 500, and they're hovering around first place in the division. Long way to go, but some progress, right?
Yeah, I really like what I've seen so far. You know, they had a real rough stretch, but they've been pretty resilient, really. They bounced back, and, you know, every club goes through, no matter how good a club you have, you usually have a stretch during the course of the year. Some teams have more than others, and that's the difference between the winners and the losers. But the thing I liked about the Pirates today was they scored 7 runs with 2 outs, and that's really, really impressive. That's good, a good piece of hitting by a lot of their hitters that came up with big hits with 2 outs to score 7 of their 9 runs. That's pretty impressive.
So when you look at youth in today's game, and obviously Detroit, so many other teams trying to get that next generation of players, is it more difficult to do it today to keep them around, especially with contractual situations and the way free agency can be? Can you build a franchise to have long-term success today, Skip?
Oh, I think so, definitely. I don't think there's any question about it. I think, you know, the Pirates just went out and signed one of their key players, Reynolds, to a long-term extension. Yeah, I think you can. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, how comfortable the player is playing in a certain situation, and also whether they think the organization is going in the right direction, which I think Ben Cherington's got the Pirates going in the right direction, along with Derek Shelton. So, you know, that was encouraging to see that Reynolds, because for a while there it looked like he might be moving on or he might be traded, but they got that taken care of, and I think you can definitely build a good organization, and they have some pretty good minor league guys.
So some of these players, real quick, we're talking to former Pirate skipper Jim Leland on KDKA Radio. Buccos won today. They're off tomorrow. St. Louis in town over the weekend. The Oakland Athletics will be rolling in as well. So let me ask you this just real quick about Derek Shelton, his managerial style. He's finally getting a few pieces of the puzzle. It's hard to manage when you don't have the pieces, but it seems to me he's starting to get a few of those key pieces like Brian Hayes, and obviously when O'Neill Cruz gets back in the lineup, you mentioned Brian Reynolds. So there are some Pirates that will be being penciled in starting lineups for some years to come, right?
Yeah, I think so too. And the thing I like about Derek is, you know, he got burnt by it today in one situation, but in another situation it worked. He's been real aggressive. They've been aggressive on the bases. He's not afraid to look bad as a manager by sending guys. They sent guys today with one out and men on first and second, trying to get the guy over there for a sack fly, obviously. They got thrown out. But later on in the game, they stole the base, and Sawinski gets a big hit in the top of the ninth inning. They added on an insurance run, which was a big run, because that was the difference between a grand slam, tying the game, and not tying the game. So I really like his aggressiveness. He's got them playing hard. I think they're having a lot of fun. They're going to run into some outs because they are aggressive. and sometimes over-aggressive, but that's better than not being aggressive.
I got to ask you about Mitch Keller. He gets another win today. He has been on a roll, striking batters out in record numbers, and, you know, 7-1 on the year. And I know the last two outings he gave up a number of runs, but, man, it's nice to have an ace on a staff, is it not?
Oh, no question about it. You know, he's finally come of age. I can remember when I was still working for the Tigers, I went to see our Double-A club, which is Erie, and Keller was at Altoona. And, you know, a little crude and a little raw, but you could tell that there was a lot of a great potential there, and that's finally coming to pass. So it's good to see him. I think he's a really outstanding young man, and it's good to see him having some success. And it looks like he's settled in as a big league pitcher now. I think he was originally a little tentative, and now I think he's gotten real aggressive.
All right, before we let you go, Jim Leland, former Pirate manager, live with us on KDK, and I just wanted to do something magical because it was a nice day for Pirate baseball here on the station that invented baseball on the radio, KDKA. Hey, your time here in Pittsburgh, so wonderful, and I know you're still connected to the community, and I just can't say enough for what you and Rich Donnelly and people like Lanny Fratteri did for me for many, many years, and guys like Greg Brown and so many others. But the thing that I've told people, because I grew up here, and I was at the parade in 1971, was around in 79, and obviously the success that you had, this is a great baseball town, and if they start to win, to quote a phrase, build it, they will come in record numbers, will they not, Skip?
There's no question about it. I'm probably the most popular figure in the history of Pittsburgh. Art Rooney, owner of the Steelers, was a big baseball fan originally, so he was a baseball guy. He used to come in my office all the time. There's no question. It's a great baseball town. You know, you got to give them something to cheer for, but that's like every other place. But if the Pirates get rocking, I think they had that blackout night a few years ago when they got in the playoffs. My son happened to be there. He said it was the loudest sporting event he's ever been to. So they'll come out if you produce, and Pirate fans have always been great.
You still enjoy this game, don't you, Skip?
No, I love it. I'm watching the Phillies and the Mets right now.
Boy, I'd love to hang out with you one day. Hey, just a quick shout-out to your buddy, Rich Donnelly. I'll never forget till one of the nights that you two joined me on the radio on my midnight show and just spent over an hour with me, and it's one of the highlights of my life. But, boy, you and him have a special relationship, do you not?
No question. I talked to Rich this morning. His son's going to be a coach, baseball coach, head associate coach at Marshall University. So we had a nice conversation this morning. His son Tim's going to be coaching at Marshall with a former Ohio State coach. I believe his name's Beal. So, I talk to Rich all the time. We're great friends.
How's your son doing now?
He's doing great. He's managing for the Chicago White Sox organization down in the Carolina League. So, Dad went down to see him. Mom and Dad went down to see him about a month ago, and he's doing okay. They're around 500, and, you know, he's doing fine.
Listen, if I don't ask you this before I say goodbye, I'll never be able to go back to my hometown. Hey, New Brighton native Terry Francona, he's turned out to be a gem, has he not?
Oh, yeah, I talk to him all the time, too. He's one of my favorites. We text back and forth, and, you know, he's had some health issues over the years, but it looks like he's got them straightened out now. Cleveland hasn't played up to par just yet this year. They haven't hit very much. They haven't done much offensively, but they got great pitching. And with him at the helm, they'll be right in the thick of things at the end.
Hey, Skip, I love you. Thank you so much. Anything I can ever do for you, please reciprocate, okay?
I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Truly one of the greatest friends a person could have. And that's Pittsburgh. That's KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.